It's Steelers week, and I really can't wait for this game, man. I'm super excited for Ravens to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers because it just feels a little bit different, especially with everything with Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen. But with Lamar Jackson being here, this being a meaningful game for both teams because both teams are doing really good right now, and I think that's probably the biggest difference for me. I know my wife's been saying she's been nervous. She's nervous for this game, and I'm nervous too. But this should be a really, really good one and a really, really fun one. Team Keep It Clean, we got some big roster updates for the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens, we're getting ready to talk about. Before we do, make sure you subscribe to the channel, turn notifications on, and leave a like on the video, baby. I love y'all. Let's get straight into it. Isaiah Likely, who missed the last game with this hamstring injury, he was back practicing. And that is a good thing because we've been talking about it, man. As a Ravens fan, it's just so crazy. And we've highlighted it before. Lamar Jackson said it, pick your poison. But it's literally been that. We know Isaiah Likely. We know how good he is. And he hasn't even been a consistent part of the offense. I mean, he's been there. He made a catch or two here and there, but he hasn't been like this huge, big part of the offense. But he does still put in work, whether it's blocking, whether it's making a crucial catch here and there. Isaiah Likely is still one of them guys. But in times before, when one of our guys on offense was out, it'd be like, oh my goodness. And it's still like, oh my goodness. But it's still like, wait a minute. We straight. We're good. Like, let him rest. Don't rush back. Chill, Isaiah. You got this. So, with Isaiah Likely, with him being back, it just makes, well, not officially back, but him practicing, he's on the road to playing soon. Whether it's this week or whether it ends up being next week, but Isaiah Likely is going to be back in the fold real, real soon. But just with the Baltimore Ravens offense, like Lamar said, pick your poison. Pick your poison. What's it going to be? Who are you going to try to stop? Because for everything that you can try to stop, whether you try to key in on this running back. Oh, we got another one. We actually got another two. You try to key in on this tight end. Oh, we got another one. We actually got another two. You try to key in on this receiver. Oh, we got another one. We got another two. We got another three or four, actually. Because you, it's this offense, man. It makes me so happy, man, because we dreamed of stuff like this with Ravens offense before, man. We really, really did, man. And we've seen glimpses of it here and there, like obviously 2019. And then even last year, once they really started rolling. But this year has just been different, man, because they've been able to do. Last year, they started being able to do it different ways. But this year, they've been able to do it dominantly both ways, running, passing. Pick which one you want to try to stop. Because if you try to stop one, they'll do the other. If you try to stop the other, they'll do the other. And a lot of times, they do both. So, this Ravens offense is so dangerous. And you add Isaiah Likely back to the mix, they get at much more versatile. Deontay Johnson. A question from subscriber from yesterday's video. Somebody brought it up with how Harbaugh and the Ravens, they can be real petty and they can be big time trolls when it comes to players and former teams and whatnot. I would expect Deontay Johnson to get a couple of targets this game, a lot more than he's gotten over the past two games. And obviously, he was new the past two games. Now he'll have a lot more practice under his belt. So I could really see that really starting to happen, him getting some more shots. John Harbaugh, he talked about the three-headed monster. It's like Raven, and again, we've been waiting on it all season long with Keaton Mitchell. He, of course, made his season debut against the Cincinnati Bengals last Thursday night. But now, like, he'll have another week of practice under his belt. So I would expect his carries to not ramp up like crazy, but for them to increase quite a bit. But John Harbaugh talked about the three-headed monster. And it's like, before Keaton Mitchell even got here, Ravens were killing it on the ground. But now you add a Keaton Mitchell back to Derrick Henry and Justice. And I know we so happy about the offense, and the defense has been, they've been a big yikes. They just, look, defense, please, man, y'all ain't gotta be top 10. You just be decent. Be 16th overall, 17th overall. You ain't gotta be top 10, man. Just get out from the 30s and the 20s, man. Don't be in there unless you're gonna be the high, even if you 20th ranked defense. We would take that because the offense, like, our offense is obviously good enough to get it done. But, yeah, anyway, speaking of defense, an update there with Kyle Hamilton. It is not looking like he's going to play this week. Obviously, things could change, but it's not looking the best. But I think it is trending to him playing next week for sure. Now, if he plays this week, hey, it is a possibility. Because you know what? Super Duper Kyle. He is Super Duper Kyle for a reason. Remember when he left that Rams game last year? And then ended up coming back, I think, was it the following week or the week after? I don't know. But anyway, Kyle Hamilton, he deals with some lower leg injuries from time to time. But his recovery, obviously he's a young guy, but his recovery can be crazy. Because he's crazy. Because he's just like, he's Super Duper. So if he plays this week, I'll be pleasantly surprised. But yeah, I would think more next week. But hey, Ravens, Kyle Hamilton, if you ready, you want to prove me wrong, by all means, go for it. But I think this is a big opportunity for the Baltimore Ravens with Kyle Hamilton possibly being out. If they decide, you know what, we don't want to rush him, we'll just wait till next week. Okay, cool. But with Kyle Hamilton, if he's out, this is a big opportunity for the Ravens to really see who they got on their roster. Because maybe, just maybe, Ravens fans will finally get to see something that they've been calling for a long time. Maybe. This is a small chance, maybe, but because a lot of Ravens fans have been like, hey, Marcus Williams has been rough with him. Eddie Jackson has been rougher than rough with him. But why don't you try out the young guys? Sanusi Kane, Bo Braid. And even though they're young, even though they're rookies, they both made the roster. Bo Braid as an undrafted rookie free agent, and Sanusi Kane as a 6-7 round pick. I was surprised with both of them making the roster because I just did not think it was going to happen. But this is a big opportunity for them to maybe get some playing time on defense. Ravens, I know y'all be hearing Team Keep It Clean. Not necessarily me, but y'all be hearing them. So they've been suggesting it for a while. Why not? It could not hurt. Team Keep It Clean, now we reach my favorite part of these videos where we get to feature your questions. If you'd like to be part of it, you can send an email to teamkeepitclean@gmail.com. Or for the patrons, if you would like to become one, you can go to patreon.com/engravingvids. All that stuff is down below in the description. But you can send your question directly on Patreon. Real quick, got to give a shout out to the newest Team Keep It Clean patrons. My guy Omar and also my guy Isaac. Now with Omar, special story, funny story. Yesterday, he sent in the question for the very first time. And he sent the question to the wrong email, though. And we called him out on it. We said, Omar, look, buddy. Don't send it to the wrong email, buddy. But, you know, it's all good, man. And he just decided, I guess, he said, you know what? I'm going to become a Team Keep It Clean patron. So, Omar, I appreciate you a lot, man. You ain't had to do that, but I thank you for being willing to do that. So thank you, man. And shout out to Isaac, also the newest Team Keep It Clean patron. And Isaac, I like this when people become Team Keep It Clean patrons, when we start off with their question. So we starting off with our guy Isaac's question. He said, hey, Graven, love the videos. I've never used Patreon before, but watching your videos finally made me get it. I appreciate that, man. Thank you. He said, I started watching last season around the trade deadline because I was hoping we would get Saquon or Derrick Henry. Oh, hey. We got close. But anyway, he said, and thankfully we got him now. Anyways, I always noticed this, but it became clear to me after the Ravens get the first Ravens-Bengals game, Tyler Linderbaum is a great center, one of the best in the league, but he has an issue with snapping the ball, whether that's timing or whatever, but he often does it a few times every other game. Appreciate the videos, and sorry for the long question, but hope you and your family and everybody watching stay safe. I think there have been a few bad snaps, but I don't think it's like a big issue. I think one of the issues happened with just doing it late. I think Lamar clapping? No, Lamar took his eyes off the ball. There was one where Lamar took his eyes off. There were two in that game, actually, where Lamar took his eyes off the ball. Both of those in that first Bengals game, yeah. So those were on Lamar because he was calling for it, and Tyler Linderbaum ain't snap it right away. But then when he did snap it, Lamar like looked to the real quick. But you know that's all it takes to change everything. But I don't think it's a real big issue. I know there was one where he snapped it and it hit either Ricard or Zay Flowers too. So that was just a timing thing. But I don't think it's a big issue, but I guess it's something that we can all really watch out for. Baltimore Berg. Next question came from my guy Jay. He said, hello. First off, I appreciate you giving us the latest and most relevant news and updates for us Ravens fans to dive into. I'm the numero uno fan in Baltimore Berg, formerly known as Pittsburgh. I appreciate you, Jay. So my question is this. Do the Ravens pass defense have a chance to shut them Steelers up in Pittsburgh? Somebody made a good point in the questions yesterday, they talked about how Russell Wilson, he likes to go deep. And that will give the Baltimore Ravens pass rushing opportunity to really get after him. Obviously, he ain't going deep every play, but it is something that he does like to do, and he does a really good job of it. So the safety's going to have to be on point. Corners have to be on point. I mean, you know the rest of the story. But the pass rush, if they can just continue what they've been doing, what they did last week, then that can help a lot. And obviously, you got to start with stopping Najee Harris. Now, with Najee Harris, good running back, tough running back, physical running back, not the fastest, so I think that helps, but he's still a good running back. So you got to worry about him first, and then all that other stuff should take care of itself if you play your cards right. He said, the pass defense has failed time after time to produce consistency in games. Very true. He said, and you know the Steelers are definitely going to scheme up aggressive plays downfield with Pickens and their new addition at wide receiver, Mike Williams from the Jets. Boom. I guess I should have kept reading because we're on the same page. He said, P.S., shoot your boys and Ravens get to the bird. Oh, appreciate you though, man. He said, best regards, Jay. Thank you, man. Next question came from Amos. He said, "Hey, Graven and keep a clean family." This is Amos from Jersey. Just want to say congratulations to you and your new addition to your family. I appreciate all the hard work you do for us. No, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. He said, "I just want to say if we can get Michael Parsons in the offseason, oh my goodness, our defense will be so good. I believe we're going all the way this year. Trust the process. I trust our defense going to figure it out. Lamar, the best in the world. We ain't worrying about the Steelers." On that note, I just want to say, team, keep it clean, Flock Nation. Keep your heads up. We going all the way. 2024 is ours. I'm out. Love y'all, Engraven. Hey, appreciate that, Amos. I love that. Next question came from Zara Knight. He said, "Hey, Engraven, hope you and the fam are doing good. But anyway, let's get into the question. I want to talk about Deontay Johnson. I don't know if you saw his tweet or not, but I'm assuming you did. If you didn't, he basically tweeted a cryptic message. He said he tweeted a couple days, it was either a day after or 2 days after the Ravens and Bengals game. He said, "It's two sides to every story." And I saw that. I said, "Oh, like already you ain't even been here 2 weeks." But anyway, he said, "But the fact that he has only been here 2 weeks and is already complaining is very concerning." In the latest interview with him on the Ravens YouTube channel, Zay interrupted his interview joking with him and they were both laughing. Zay seems to help this locker room a lot, but do you think Deontay Johnson's chemistry issues will mess up the locker room? No. No, I don't. He just got here. So the chemistry, he's from Florida though, so he's gonna get it. But so the chemistry might not be all the way on point yet, but it looked like it was a good ball, but he just slipped. It happens. So he caught the other one from Lamar, but he ain't get out of bounds. It was a great tackle by that Bengals defender. And then there was a little lack of urgency too, but it's all good. So he'll get it together. Again, this is a perfect week for him to get it together. Anyway, he said, "Also, I don't feel very confident in our Super Bowl chances right now. We aren't going to make it past teams like Buffalo or Kansas City if our defense keeps playing like this." Yeah, we can. We just got to outscore them like crazy. He said, "And I know we already beat Buffalo, but I feel like Amari Cooper makes them an entirely different offense. Keaton Mitchell makes us an entirely different offense, too. So does Deontay Johnson. So does Tylan Wiley." This is what we were talking about earlier. Like, we a real offense, man. We something serious. But anyway, he said, "Thanks for your time, and I love the Viz. Appreciate it, there. Steelers week." Next question came from my guy, Hard Heavy. He said, "If you notice, all three of our losses included a superstar pass rusher." Why you doing this, man? Why you doing this, my friend? Anyway, he said they included a superstar pass rusher, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, or Chris Jones. That is true. You are right. Hey, it's a superstar. Yeah. He said, "What would be your plan for TJ Watt? And do you believe if we stop him, we win the game easily?" Now, look, I can't say Ravens winning no Steelers game easily. It don't even sound right. To stop him, you just got to have extra protection. It's going to be Justice Hill. I think Patrick Ricard, even Derrick Henry. But you got to do what you got to do to take TJ Watt out the game. Now, of course, I don't want to say overcommit, because you can never overcommit to somebody. But you don't want to, like, strap yourself down as far as your weapons. But it's going to be times when he can't be one-on-one with somebody. If you see him, obviously he's going to be going up against Ronnie Stanley a lot. But if they move him over to the other side and go against Roger Rosa, hey, send help. Send help. Offense wins championships. Next question came from my guy, Jerome. He said, "What's up, Engraven? Hope all is well. I know our defense hasn't been good this year, but do you think that our offense would soon be three-time MVP Lamar Jackson, our run game that's leading in rushing, our three tight ends, and our receiving core that we can make it to the Super Bowl and win a championship, even if our defense continues to play with it the way they have been? Thank you and continue to be blessed. Appreciate you, Jerome." I do. I don't expect the defense to, I mean, and it sounds crazy because they have been playing pretty bad overall all year. But something got to give, man. Something got to give. Where they just start catching a few more picks, making a few more plays, getting a few more stops. Something got to give. But the Ravens can. I seriously do believe the Ravens can go all the way and win it all with the offense that they got, even with this defense. Because the defense, what they got to do if they're going to continue to be bad like this, they got to just be more opportunistic. They turn more of those opportunities into interceptions, swats, sacks, all that stuff. They'll be all right. The weather. Next question came from a guy. Jay said, hey, what's going on? Ain't got no, most of these Ravens are, as you quote them, Florida Ravens. But I just thought about something, and it's kind of strange. It might not mean nothing. It might mean something. Who knows what I'm thinking about? How warm it's been in all of these games that the Ravens have played this, so far this year. To me, it seems like it hasn't been football season most of the year because it's so warm up here in Baltimore. Usually the cold weather games are when we take off. I mean, I haven't looked at any stats or anything like that, but it's just a feeling. Was wondering what your thoughts might be. It's football. Like, these guys done play football in all kinds of weather. You look at Deontay Johnson. He played in Pittsburgh, so he knows what it's like to play in cold weather and all sorts of conditions. You look at Zay Flowers. He played at Boston College, so he knows what it's like to play in all sorts of weather conditions. And Lamar Jackson, he's been in the league for, what, this is his seventh year, so he done played in all types of conditions. So they know what it's like. They know what it's like. So, yeah, it can have an impact on the game, but at the same time, you got Derrick Henry. And he done played in all sorts of weather conditions. And he is the perfect running back for all sorts of weather conditions. So Ravens going to be all right in that front, I think. He said, as always, thank you for your time. And just know that we all appreciate you and everything that you do for us. And just like, hopefully, if I'm right, the cold comes soon, the Ravens' worst defense will be out. EDC. Next question came from my guy Noah. He said, what's up, team? Keep it clean. Hope all of you are doing good. And I hope your Thanksgiving does great. Don't burn the mac and cheese, LOL. I wanted to continue this talk on the interesting recent moves by EDC. Number two, trying to trade for Calais Campbell. More the same here. Trying to get another short-term deal for a veteran player. I ain't had no problem with that because if you in win now mode, okay, short-term deal, no problem. Go for it. Like, try to go all in for this year. Like, you ain't going to keep Calais Campbell around for long term. He getting ready to retire soon anyway. Anyway, he said, number two, dropping Ngakoue. You mentioned in your video the other day that usually teams will designate a player for IR as a way to avoid cutting a player. Now, if we think about Adisa Isaac, who I mentioned was another injured player he drafted in the third round, has only played one game this season. Well, guess what? He has still only played one game this season. Isaac hasn't played since week four against the Bills. Why not send him to IR and keep Ngakoue when we tried to trade for Calais to add D-line depth? That's true. You're right. Spot on. I got no arguments against that at all. He said, now we know the defensive line looked good against the Bengals, but in reality, the Bengals only had two out of their five O-line starters playing that game, so I'm not really taking too much from that one. He said, number three, trading for Tre'Davious White. Even though it was a seventh-round pick, low-risk, high-reward trade, does this remind you of that smartest man in the room mentality? In my opinion, essentially, he did the same thing he's been doing in the draft. He's in a draft pick on a player with injury history. Why not sign Micah Hyde, Xavier Howard, or Patrick Peterson and keep that pick? Oh, Patrick Peterson's still out there? They could, like, with Xavier Howard, I ain't realize about all his other stuff that he had going on, allegedly. So I'm gonna stay away from that one. But as far as Micah Hyde, Patrick Peterson, look, we can't get no worse. Defense can't get no worse, so why not? He said, what I'm hoping is that if, meaning we lose early in the playoffs, hopefully not, we won't. But anyway, he said he finally realizes his attempts to rinse and repeat his same old tricks over the past 5 years are still not working. Then he will make a few big-time moves in the offseason after seeing how aggressive the Chiefs and the Lions were in this season. If not, I fear that we fans will be in the same position next year, hoping for next year, would I say. He said, the four most dangerous words in investing are, this time, it's different. And like DJ Moore, when Caleb Williams is scrambling, I'm out. Oh, yeah, I like that, because he walked off the field. With Eric DaCosta, Eric DaCosta, he will take, it all just depends, because they don't do the biggest swings. Now, he did try for Marshawn Lattimore. That was a significant swing. He tried to trade a third-round pick, but the Commanders, they outbid the Ravens. So that was a good swing right there. But he likes the low-risk type of stuff more than the high-risk stuff. Because they really covered those draft picks. Now, I know this year, Adisa Isaac, you mentioned, quite a few draft picks that haven't been playing. They're guys that are in front of them. But, yeah, with the roster, they could definitely use some tweaking. Hey, maybe it's something that we don't see. The whole Yannick Ngakoue thing, that was crazy. Again, like you mentioned, Adisa Isaac, he hasn't been being used, hasn't been playing, like, at all. He's been one of the seven inactives, pretty much every week, I think. That was a very head-scratching move right there, because if you kept Yannick Ngakoue, that's that much more depth for you. So it was just very weird, and I didn't understand why they did it like that. But, I would love to see Eric DaCosta take some bigger swings, make some bigger attempts. And again, the Marshawn Lattimore, that was a good one. With the Calais Campbell, like I said, I had no problem with that move at all. But I would just like him to be more risky and really go for it. Next question came from my guy Derek. He said, "Engraving, I'm just gonna cut right to it, man. I miss Ed Reed." Oh, don't we all? Ed Reed was the best ever, man. Anyway, he said, "You don't know what you have until it's gone." Oh, no. We knew what we had. We certainly knew what we had in Ed Reed. But, yeah, you get a good tap on the shoulder like, "Hey, yeah, I know you're going to miss me when I'm out of here." And, yeah, we did. He said, "To the younger generation or new wave of Ravens fans who have ever seen Ed Reed play, it was a thing of beauty and magic. Stuff that you can't even explain that doesn't have any logic to how that happened, but it did because he's Ed Reed. It really feels like another universe when Ed Reed played in purple. 12 years, man. My nephew Braylon was born in 2010, the same year Ed had to get that hip worked on, and he had the nerve impingement in his neck and shoulder. I believe it was when he was contemplating retirement, but he came back. Then the whole 2011 Billy Cundiff missed field goal. Then in 2012 Super Bowl, my nephew was just being born in 2010. Now my nephew's starting high school, man, full mustache and all. Reason why I bring him up is because he symbolizes how long it's been since Ed Reed last played here in Baltimore. And yeah, 2012, that was the last year, because the following year they didn't want to bring him back. I think he wanted to come back, but they didn't want to bring him back. And because Ray Lewis retired, they didn't want to bring Ed Reed back. He went to sign with the Texans, signed a big deal with the Texans. They cut him in the middle of the season. Then he went with Rex Ryan to the Jets. And then after that, I believe he retired. So it was crazy, man. And he did actually play the Ravens, I think, I want to say twice that year. Definitely he played him with the Jets, because we had went to that game where the Ravens played the Jets that year in 2013. But yeah, Ed Reed, they have not been able to replace him. And it's Airy. He's doing the best ever. So, I mean, it's hard because they tried with Earl Thomas. Appreciate you for trying. Like that last question we talked about, that was Eric DaCosta trying. So he tried. He took a big swing with that one. So I appreciate it. They tried with Marcus Williams. It looked good in the beginning, but it ain't been looking good recently. But yeah, they tried with Matt Elam. I mean, in 2013, but they took Matt Elam and tried to make him something that he wasn't. So, yeah. Anyway, he said that Ed Reed last played here in 2012. It went from feeding his nephew, changing diapers, to now him selling me his spare iPhone and asking him to factory reset it for me. That's how long it's been since Ed played, and it just blows my mind. I loved Ed Reed, but part of me feels like I didn't appreciate him enough, especially with the product that's on the field today. He said, especially with the product that's on the field today. Oh, yeah, that Ravens defense now, it'll definitely give you an even deeper appreciation for past Ravens defenses.